USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City.
Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. President Trump meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House. The president saying the United States will come back stronger than ever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is defending retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on social media a day after newly unsealed FBI notes revealed that top officials contemplated prosecuting him before interviewing him. A note from an undisclosed FBI official read, "What's our goal? Truth slash admission, or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired?" Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is reacting to the news.
They're devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols. They had only special violations of every protocol known for him because they were determined to take him out. It's abuse of their authority at every turn.
The Department of Defense is handing out nearly 4 million medical masks and 14 million non-medical masks across the United States in response to coronavirus. Over 92 million exam gloves will also be distributed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Elon Musk has a new plan to reduce satellite light pollution. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Elon Musk told a group of scientists that SpaceX plans to launch a Starlink satellite in May with a sunshade to make it less visible from Earth and mitigate interruptions to astronomical observations. He says the brightness of the satellite can interrupt scientific observations of planets, stars, and other space phenomena. SpaceX was facing protests from astronomers and other stargazers who have seen its satellites shining brightly in the sky. Astronomy groups posted images showing how the satellites actually marred photos and interrupted observation of space objects. A launch in January carried one spacecraft, which was so-called DarkSat. It had an experimental coating to make it less reflective and less visible to stargazers. The company said the non-reflective coating made the satellite dimmer, but the sunshade experiment is expected to be more effective.
And finally, next week, May the 4th, our Star Wars Day, will be celebrated despite the coronavirus pandemic. New York Comic Con and Star Wars Celebration organizers are putting on a two-day online show, May 4th and the 5th. The festivities will feature multiple virtual events as well as Q&A sessions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.